Hi, welcome to Conversations on Public Health. I'm your host, Prachi. Join me every week as I travel across India, speaking to folks who are solving massive public health challenges facing our country and the larger developing world.
Hi all, today is World NTD Day. NTD stands for Neglected Tropical Diseases. On this occasion, we got NTD specialist Dr. Debajit Sarkar to talk to us a little bit about NTDs. Dr. Sarkar is the divisional head of GLRA. He has about 15 years of experience straddling the rural health system, urban slums, and marginalized populations. Dr. Sarkar, a very welcome to our show.
Thanks a lot, Prachi.
On last count, I checked there's about 8 billion people on this planet.
Yeah.
And yeah. 1 billion of them suffer from NTDs.
Yeah.
What are NTDs and why are people talking about them now?
Prachi, it's a really burning question for nowadays, because first we learn to know that what is NTDs. NTDs are a group of infectious diseases which primarily affect the poorest sector of the society, especially the rural poor and the urban slum populations, predominantly in the tropical and subtropical areas. Okay, then NTDs are neglected by the community as well as the health system too. That's why our people now talking for the NTDs.
So sir, when you say that it's in the tropical and subtropical areas, can we assume that most countries in Southeast Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa, will hold a large burden of NTDs?
Obviously, it's a very valid question. Sub-Saharan Africa's and the Southeast Asia's also, they are also suffering, but the population density in that area as compared to India is less.
Right.
So, we the Indians are suffers a lot.
And so then when we come to NTDs in India, you mentioned that NTDs are basically a basket of diseases that community could like face. So in India, what NTDs are predominant? And why is that the case?
For the government of India, Ministry of Health, there are 20 diseases are in a basket of NTDs. Out of that, 7 or 8 diseases are very commonly we are seeing in our country. First one is the Kalajar, that means the leishmaniasis, lymphatic filariasis, leprosy, dengue, rabies, snake bite, helminthes, chikungunya, and obviously nowadays the trachoma. These are the common NTDs which we are founding in India.
Got it. And I wonder how these diseases spread, as in are they spread through like contaminated water, a particular vector, like maybe an insect? How is it that these diseases spread in community?
Yeah, basically, NTDs of a number of diseases are in a called NTD. And within that, every disease is not spread through the contaminated water. Some diseases may spread through the some vectors, like Kalajar is a sand fly. Kalajar is a disease spread by the sand fly. Lymphatic filariasis disease under NTD is spread by the Aedes mosquito. Leprosy is a disease. It's caused by a Mycobacterium leprosy. Dengue is a disease. It's spread by the Aedes mosquito again. So, different diseases are spreading through different measures. It's not a single thing that only wash. If we improve in our sanitation and wash system, then probably many of the things changes. And the scenario obviously will be better for us.
Got it. And so what parts of the human body do these diseases impact?
Yeah. It depends on the disease. First, if we talk that Kalajar is in the liver, it affects the liver, it destroys the liver. Leprosy especially, it destroys the limbs, upper limbs and lower limbs, sometimes eyes. Dengue and rabies, it is affect the nervous system. Snake bite, basically it affects the lung system. Helminthes, basically in the digestive system, and trachoma, obviously in the eyes.
Okay, so it seems to me like the only thing that is common between these diseases is the fact that they they attack the poorest of the poor in a society or a community because they're not caused by any common factor and they don't affect any particular part of the body.
Exactly so. It's very true that the living style and the hygiene is more important aspects to prevent these kind of diseases.
All right. And I wonder what is the patient load in India like for these diseases?
Across the globe, nowadays the 1 billion people is affected by NTD as per the WHO. WHO report in 2019, out of them 60% are from India itself.
That would mean that about 600 million people in India have NTDs, and that would translate to about 50% of our population suffering from NTDs, and yet they're called neglected.
Yeah, you can say.
That's very shocking to me because, you know, as an urban Indian, when you listed out these diseases, I realized I did not know anyone who had any of those, except probably dengue.
Yeah. But if we are talking about the dengues, dengue is basically urban disease program. Okay. But in India now, towards moving to the urbanization, and almost 40 to 45% Indian is in the urban style. So, 40% people living in the urban era suffers from dengue. So, dengue is a part of NTD. So, in that sense, we can add the percentage that how much people in our country is affected to the basket of dengue. A basket of NTD, you know.
Okay. And I also wonder, what is the social impact of NTDs? Once somebody suffers from an NTD or gets an NTD, are they ostracized by their community? What kind of impact does it have on their income abilities and things like that?
NTDs is a number of diseases, but some of the NTD diseases have some good number of stigmatization, discrimination, obviously refuses to the community. Because of due to their disfigure and sometimes disabled and required assisted transport for the whole life. And obviously at the same time loss of productivity and income generation in our country. And ultimately it affects our GDP as a whole.
And are these diseases then chronic in nature or, you know, are they acute? Are they treatable?
All the entities are not chronic. Obviously, few of them are maybe in chronic stage. Say, for example, lymphatic filariasis. It's a chronic disease. If one gets this disease, he or she may carry the disease burden the rest of the life, last breath of the life, you can say. But other many diseases are curable nowadays due to the government different schemes.
And is there enough government support, donor support to help treat and support disease burden?
India is a very populous country. So we cannot say that anything is enough for us. Every resources are in a limited conditions.
Right.
So we can't say enough. But if we say that something is going on, it is true. Because WHO, NTD division, few NGOs, they are complementing the government's initiative and helping to develop proper planning and support with their technical assistance also to outcome and the impact of the disease burden. And this is true.
So one thing is to well treat these diseases and quite another is to prevent them in the first place. Are there any preventive technologies available for these diseases? As in, do we have vaccines for them? And if not vaccines, how best can we prevent, our countrymen from getting NTDs?
Actually, awareness is the main thing. Awareness is not based on the rural or in the urban setups. Awareness is a substance which can be generated anywhere because in urban setup also, people does not aware, people does not motivated also about the recurrence of dengue. Because Everything is depends on our community awareness, literacy rate, available services from the government. These are very important things. So create awareness among the community level through different schemes, through NGOs, through governments. It can be reduced, but may not be prevented, but can be reduced.
But sir, don't you think awareness and, you know, community awareness, don't you think it's a very long-term game?
Awareness is a lifetime process. You cannot stop, you cannot start. If you start, you should continue, okay? Because the generation coming up every day, new child are born. So awareness cannot be stopped in a single day. You cannot measure the impact of awareness on a single point of time. You should carry on. And the impact will come, obviously.
So I wonder, in the past 70 years, you know, since independence, what has the fight against NTDs been like? What have been, you know, our major milestones? Have we come close to eradicating some of these diseases? Will we ever come close to eradicating some of these other diseases?
This is also good news for us, because as far as culture and lymphatic filariasis, leprosy is concerned, we are in a way to control in a very short time period, maybe within 5 to 10 years, we may control the diseases. But like dengue, like rabies, chikungunya, it's very hard to say that it will be controlled shortly. But other diseases probably may be eradicated in a long run.
Got it. And what is the biggest weakness in our fight against NTDs?
When we are talking about the weakness, our weakness is always the basic weakness is lack of community awareness. And at the same time, a real literacy rate. And the available services from the government, which is free or not, this is not clear to the common people. And lack of involvement from the social sectors also. This is also one important side, that many social sectors are working in many fields, but in NTDs, the number of social sector involvement is very less still today.
Understood. And how can we change that? As in, what is the one way for us to be able to tackle these weaknesses?
There is no rocket science to change it like a miracle. Use of our available resources, and obviously our advocacy to the political commitment, can do a lot or improve the scenario. Because until unless political commitment comes, nothing happened in a democratic country like India. So political will and political commitment is very necessary to control, to eradicate, to fulfill any problem in India. So we can advocacy to the policymakers to change their mindset, to come with us. And in this way, we may succeed in future.
But sir, if 50% of this country is prone to or suffers from NTDs, then why is there a lack of political commitment to control NTDs?
Because the diseases of NTD is not a direct killer. These diseases are basically silent killers. They kills the people day by day. Say for Kalajar, people can live their life at least 10 to 15 years. Lymphatic filariasis people can live their lives maybe 30 years. Leprosy can be lifelong. So these diseases are neglected. This is not a very glorious disease. This is not done a harm in a single day. But at the same time, dengue, rabies is a few diseases obviously included in NTD that can change the scenario. So that we always see news articles in television and many articles about dengue. Because death of dengue is very sudden. Maybe 7 to 10 days a people may die. That's why dengue is in a limelight. But many other diseases like trachoma, chikungunya, helminthes, kalajar, lymphatic filariasis, even in leprosy, the diseases are very slow onset and slow growing also. So it is not in a limelight. So maybe the 50% people are in and around in any of the entities are involved or infected, but people still are not looking at the portion of that area.
I want to talk a little bit about the patient journey now. At what point of time do people realize that they are suffering from an NTD? Is it always when it's too late for it to be treated, or do they realize it early on in their journey?
No. It differs. It differs differs the disease to disease.
Okay.
In kalajar, lymphatic filariasis, leprosy, patient usually comes very late. Because leprosy is a painless disease, it never creates any pain, any harm to the people at the early stage of the disease. Lymphatic filariasis sometimes painful after the 1 month or a 1.5 months, but it subsides. And kalajar also not create a panic to the patients. So usually patients comes late. Before coming to the main health stream in the government hospitals or in a main treatment centers, they used to visit the local doctors, local quacks, mm-hmm. and sometimes they misguided also. So they come late, and when they are reached to the destination, that time little bit difficult to cure them in a complete way. So the residual problems, disfigure of their bodies remain for their entire life.
Understood. What is the way forward when it comes to NTDs and how we as a country deal with them?
Actually, the scenario of NTD is really still unknown to the government system, as well as unknown to us also. Probably the number of patients we are getting from NTD, there may be much more number, but we are calculating only the number who are diagnosed. Maybe lots of undiagnosed cases across the country. So the huge volume of NTD patients are not our counting numbers. We are not counting their numbers also. So it's not easy to say that the one day will come, the every problem will be solved. It needs some time. It's at least few more years to set a strategy of where we can say the NTD problem will be solved.
So, if I rephrase what you're saying, is that we're not even aware of the true disease burden of NTDs.
Exactly true.
Is there any kind of donor support available to do baseline surveys that can help us figure out this disease load in the country? Has there ever been like any kind of intellectual or financial or managerial support that has come in to do this very important first step of just figuring out what is a disease burden? What are we even fighting with?
Yeah. Something is already started across the country. Say for one example, Lions BMJ project is coming to India 2 months ago. And it is already rolled out in 3 states, one in UP, one is Bihar, and one is West Bengal, where we are mapping the health scenario, sanitation of the people who are residing in the rural setup. First, then we will start working in the urban slums. Then we may assess the condition actually, what they are living. And in this way, we may help a little bit. And we may draw a picture about the load of the disease burden.
Okay. Are there any particular states in the country that face a larger NTD burden than other states?
Actually, always where the word NTD used, it always means with the GDP. But there is no direct link probably. But say for example, Bihar is one of the low GDP state in our country, and the NTD problems are obviously much more in Bihar as compared to Maharashtra or Gujarat or in Punjab. So the lack of people's hygiene, lack of human index always affects the disease pattern of anyone's.
So sanitation then is the closest and the truest link to, you know, us solving for a lot of these NTDs.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So, you know, in the future, how can India support other countries in the fight against NTDs? India as a country first needs to solve for its own NTD burden because it's so high.
Yeah. Say for example, if we can able to establish the positive impact among the sufferers of NTD, reduce the number of 90% people requiring treatment for NTDs, and reduce 75% disability related to NTDs within 2025, then we can showcase our success to the rest of the world, how they can fight against the NTD and reach the global target, which is already fixed as of a date, 2030, we will control our NTD.
All right, sir. So when you say this global target for 2030, it relates to all NTDs or a particular number of NTDs?
Obviously, the communicable diseases are included in the NTDs. Say for example, Kalajar, say for example, lymphatic filariasis, say for example, leprosy, which is basically somehow transmitted through the vectors or through the human host also. But other diseases like dengue, rabies, snake bite, that cannot be controlled in a simple manner. That can be controlled day by day.
So then, so why is malaria not part of NTDs?
Malaria has a separate control program run by the government of India since a long time. So malaria is entirely a single department, and the volume of the disease is also very huge. So malaria works alone as a department and doing their programs. But malaria, the load of malaria across the country, in rural, in urban setup, everywhere. But
so basically malaria is a tropical disease, but it's not neglected.
Yeah.
And so, just to now, you know, wrap up our conversation, thank you so much for being with us today. I think all of us listening have learned a lot from you talking about NTDs. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Prachi. Thank you, you also.